Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Taylor Gant. Faith leaders and activists are asking Fulton County commissioners to deal with overcrowding at the county's jail. GPB's Ross Terrell has more on Wednesday's rally.
There are about 500 more inmates at the Fulton County Jail than they have space for. Billy Honor, a faith leader, says the overcrowding is a reflection of a larger issue.
We've hid behind the veneer that we are the city that's too busy to hate, when in fact our policies say something quite different. Yes. We are a city rooted in economic inequality. Yep. We are a city rooted in the criminalization of poor people.
Honor and other activists are asking Fulton commissioners to end cash bail and release people who pose no threat to the public. Atlanta ended cash bail last year. Since then, the population at its city detention center has steadily declined. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
Augusta city officials have confirmed that a federal criminal investigation targeting Augusta government activities is underway. GPB's Drew Dawson has that story.
Although the scope of the investigation is unknown, it comes as allegations have surfaced against County Commissioner Sammy Sias. He's accused of financial impropriety by an employee with which he recently ended a personal relationship. It involves improperly handling county funds. That investigation was referred to the GBI last month. According to the Augusta Chronicle, city officials are declining to comment on the federal investigation, citing laws that prohibit the release of information related to grand jury proceedings. In Augusta, I'm Drew Dawson for GPB News.
A program that gives low-income Georgians access to the internet is expanding. Comcast's Internet Essentials program will now include disabled residents. Almost 500,000 people already use the program, which provides low-income residents with monthly internet access at a reduced cost, along with discounted computers.